You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Vlad Hascano, founder at 80 Proof Digital, a full-service digital marketing agency that specializes in providing SEO services to enterprise companies. Vlad, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here, Eric.
So tell us, what determined you in starting 80 Proof Digital, and is there room for yet another SEO company in the market?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I there is a lot of companies in the SEO industry at the moment. There's certainly a lot of companies popping up everywhere in North America, and there's a lot of companies in Europe, and a lot of them in Asia popping out everywhere. And given that SEO is sort of a service that doesn't have any borders, we have companies approaching Canadian companies from everywhere around the world. So it's definitely a busy industry, very, very competitive industry. And a lot of people are scared to approach SEO industry to start yet another agency in the SEO industry. But before starting this agency, I noticed that there's a lot of demand for really high quality SEO services, especially at an enterprise level. And most of the supply for SEO services is for SMBs, so small and medium-sized businesses. And the quality of the services is not as high for a lot of the agencies in the industry. So I realize there's a big need for high-quality service providers for especially at an enterprise level, and that's what I decided to target, and it's been going very well so far.
What's the difference between doing SEO for small and medium-sized businesses and between that and enterprise?
So there's quite a few differences, but the main difference is the high-level approach. So whereas for SMBs, there's a lot of off-page optimization that has to happen, so a lot of link-building work, a lot of citation building. For enterprise, because at an enterprise level, you are mainly dealing with either very large e-commerce websites or just larger websites with larger budgets that can focus on content marketing, a lot of the efforts will be put towards either fixing technical issues or setting up a lot of different content marketing campaigns and all kinds of one-time campaigns, such as creating an infographic, doing a lot of partnerships with different companies within the industry. So the difference is quite large in the approach, and it depends a lot on the industry, the company size, a lot of different factors.
And if I were a small business with limited budget, where should I invest my money? Would it be into SEO, PPC, or social media?
That's a question that I get asked a lot, especially from clients, potential clients or friends that have a small business. And that's usually the first question they ask me, is they have X amount of dollars to invest towards digital marketing and they have no idea where to start. So my first question to them is whether or not they have even $1,000 a month to spend. And if they have less than that, then I typically tell them not to really invest that money in SEO. There are SEO companies out there that will take a budget of less than $1,000 a month, but with that kind of a budget, those companies are not able to do very high-quality work, to be honest. There may be some, but I haven't heard of any. So with that kind of a budget, I typically tell them to test out different marketing channels. So a paid search would be a good one because you can see immediate results, unlike with SEO. And then sometimes, depending on the industry that you're in, social media could also be a good starting point. So especially if you're in the tech, if you're in the tech space, you have a startup and you just want to create maybe a referral program and then funnel that referral program using social media, that would be a good approach as well. SEO long term is the service that will typically generate the highest ROI out of all the digital marketing channels. However, it also tends to be slightly more expensive because there's a lot of work involved in doing SEO, and it takes a little bit longer to see results, but long term you typically have the highest ROI in the SEO channel. So typically, I recommend clients that if they have the budget, they should invest it in SEO. If they're just starting out and they just want to test the waters a little bit, then they should try paid search and gather some market data, and then perhaps at a later time invest in SEO.
Very valuable and very interesting information today. We're joined by Vlad Raskuno, founder at 80 Proof Digital, a full-service digital marketing agency that specializes in providing SEO services to enterprise companies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Vlad, what are the pros and cons of hiring an SEO agency versus hiring an in-house specialist?
That's actually another question that I get asked often, especially by medium-sized businesses that have the budgets to either hire someone in-house or to hire an SEO agency, and they're wondering which one will generate better results for them. The answer to this question is a bit more complex because it depends a lot on the existing resources the company has already in-house. So if they have someone in-house that is able to, that has a general knowledge about SEO, has good knowledge about SEO, and they're able to scope out the perfect candidate for SEO, that could work. However, if their budget is fairly limited and their knowledge in terms of SEO is fairly limited, then it's highly recommended that they engage an SEO agency to help them out, because SEO is very, very skilled service. It's not a cookie cutter service that everyone can provide. Different people do it differently, different agencies do it differently, and unless you know exactly what you're looking for, it could be very detrimental to a business. So if someone is doing SEO the wrong way and does not follow Google's guidelines when doing SEO, it could even get the website penalized and have that website disappear from Google search results pages. So it's very, for someone that doesn't have much knowledge about SEO, it would be very difficult to know exactly what the right person to hire would be. And that's when typically they should probably rely on an SEO agency. At the same time, the SEO agency, especially if they have worked with a previous agency in the same, previous client in the same industry, they will already have the experience. They will know exactly what to do to get the results for that company very quickly. So most often than not, an SEO agency will be a better choice, mainly because of the experience that they have to bring to the table, and also the amount of resources they have on hand, especially if they have past experience working in that industry.
Lastly, where do you see the SEO industry heading into the next 3 years? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Definitely, Google is going to continue improving their algorithm. There seems to be a lot of movement towards making the algorithm a lot smarter towards understanding the content that's out there on the web, semantics. There's a big push on artificial intelligence and having the algorithm learn patterns, learn the content that's being used, and making use of that algorithm to understand the exact content behind it, understand the content that's just simply being spun, understanding duplicate content, understanding everything that that's revolving around content, and also the patterns that are related to social media sharing and to the link building. And once those patterns are identified, Google can will continue making a big push towards identifying those patterns and making sure that whoever is developing content on an ongoing basis by simply spinning content or creating content that's very low quality or building links the same fashion on an ongoing basis, which is against their guidelines, or building citations or social media signals the same way, they're going to continue improving the algorithm and penalizing the websites that do engage in those types of behaviors. So that's been happening over the last little while, and that's definitely something they're going to continue improving on in the next couple of years.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you. This is a topic that certainly is, we couldn't get enough information on. It affects every business that's out there today. How about telling our listeners where folks can be in touch and get more information about 80 Proof Digital Online?
Sure. They can visit our website. It's 8080proofdigital.com. Again, my name is Vlad Oșcanu, and I'd love to hear from anyone that has any more questions about the topic.
Once again, Vlad, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you as well, Eric. Have a good day.
You too. We've been speaking with Vlad Oșcanu, founder at 80 Proof Digital, a full-service digital marketing agency that specializes in providing SEO services to enterprise companies. And once again, the website of reference is 80proofdigital.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.